4 years ago, scientists at the University of Utah injected human stem cells into mice with symptoms comparable to multiple sclerosis. And frankly, they didn't expect much. The researchers thought the human cells would be rejected by the mice bodies. But something else happened.
Then I was in my office and my postdoctoral fellow, Lu Chen, came in and said, "You know, Tom, the mice are walking." And I didn't believe her. And I said, "Well, I have to see this for myself." So I went down, and sure enough, the animals that had received the cells had clearly regained motor skills, and this was sustained out to about 6 months post-transplant.
That's Dr. Tom Lane, a pathologist who co-authored the study released Thursday in the journal Stem Cell Reports. And you heard him right. In less than 2 weeks, transplanting human stem cells had almost completely reversed the symptoms. Why? Lane says the transplanted cells created a chemical reaction that protected, then repaired, the central nervous system of the mice. Lane calls that reparative element a unique result among similar studies. It might seem intuitive given the results of the study, but transplanting human stem cells into humans may not be the end result of this research.
If we can identify what factors are being secreted by these cells, perhaps we don't have to do the stem cell transplant. We could just make a druggable target and either administer this by injection or, you know, the gold standard is to make an oral drug.
Lane says the next step is to test the research on other animal models, as well as trying to figure out what specific proteins the stem cells are secreting to trigger the reparative reaction. For KCPW News, I'm Ryan Cunningham.